Hi folks, welcome to the show CineGenie. This is your host Cine Savish. At CineGenie, we create, dissect, tune and teach film content. So today's topic is 5 tips for casting your indie film. All of these tips are focused on the creative aspects of casting. Their purpose is to help you get the right talent attached to your project, not necessarily to provide a how-to guide for a casting call. If you have never held a casting session, you'll probably want to do some homework before approaching the aspects of the process that I'm going to describe. It is very important that you know how to actually get actors into the room and how to run a casting session on a basic level. Once you're able to nail the logistical side of it, you'll be ready for the fun but challenging creative part. Let's look at the quick tips. Number 1. Don't do kettle calls. One of the most common mistakes filmmakers make is bringing way too many people into casting sessions. Rather than pre-screening the actors diligently, people bring in just about anyone that applies, worried that the right actor will be missed. The more people you bring into the audition, the less time you can spend with each of them. Why not pre-screen your talent by really going through their resumes and headshots beforehand so that you can just bring in the people that you instinctively feel could be a good fit. Of course, this needs some experience. This will mean more time with the right people and a session that isn't cluttered and confusing. Second tip, direct as much as possible. Provide a direction. If an actor doesn't nail the first take of their audition, don't just throw them out of the audition room. More often than not, the actor in front of you is much more capable than they may seem. They just don't get the scene. And can you really blame them? Often, they are given 2 or 3 pages of sides and are expected to play the role as well as they would if they knew the script and character inside and out. Give some direction and don't be afraid to do 2 or 3 takes if you need to. This advice is also true for actors that are nailing it right off the bat. Give direction and feedback to see how they react to it. This will help you gauge their versatility. Sometimes you'll have an actor come in that is perfect for the scene, but maybe not the part because they're not versatile enough. Tip number 3. Pair actors together. Traditionally, casting sessions can get pretty cramped. Even if you're more selective about who you bring in, you're still bound to run behind at some point as actors pile up in the waiting room. The last thing you want to do in this situation is rush through auditions, as you'll miss out on having the ability to give direction and see how the actors can really work. The best solution to this situation is to start bringing in actors together. If there is a 3-person scene and you have actors for each of the 3 characters in the waiting room, bring them all in. It'll make things more efficient and give you an even better view of how your potential talent can work with other actors. Tip number 4. Callbacks are key. Never assume that you will find your talent on day 1. Even if you are only casting a single person, many directors are overly optimistic before a casting session and make the mistake of not doing callbacks. If there is one thing you absolutely have to do during the casting process, it's called callbacks. Callbacks will give you an opportunity to see a different side of the actors that you liked, try out new scenes with them and bring in some new actors that couldn't make the original auditions. At the end of the day, it may be a bit of pain to do a callback or 2. But you'll be a lot better off than if you only do a single day and wind up casting the wrong person for your film. Last and final tip, use a casting director. Not all times, but only sometimes. It's pretty easy to hold a casting session yourself. Many filmmakers who are on a tight budget will bypass using a traditional casting director for many reasons. Nonetheless, there are some situations where a casting director is a great option regardless of your budget. For instance, if you held multiple casting sessions and no one was clicking for you, getting a casting director involved will change everything. They can bring out people that you wouldn't otherwise have access to and will take care of the difficult legwork for you. And if you do have a decent budget to work with, it's even more essential to use a casting director. They might get you access to named talent and they will be very vital to your process in the end. These are the tips for you in this session. Thank you very much. This is Cine Savish from CineGenie signing off.